Welcome back. This is the Confident Collective podcast, and we are your hosts. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Christina. We are curb models, content creators, and some would even say comedians.
We started the Confident Collective podcast to help you live your most confident life by sharing our stories and sitting down with experts to talk about, well, life.
We chat sex, dating, business, relationships, and so much more. We hope you love this episode, so let's get into it.
Okay, I am so excited. I did something kind of crazy.
What?
I signed up for a sprint triathlon.
Wait, I love this.
And the crazy thing is that I feel so confident I can do it.
You can.
I know, but I have not trained at all.
When is it?
It's in June, so I have time, right?
Yeah, but you should definitely start.
I need to start training.
Do you have a bike?
No. I need to buy a bike.
Okay.
I need to buy a bike.
Where is the swim? Is it open water?
It's open water.
Oh, get ready, girl.
Yeah.
I did a sprint triathlon a couple years ago.
Okay.
It was great. It was so much fun.
I'm so excited about it. The swim is actually the part that I'm like least concerned about. I'm most concerned, I guess, maybe about the bike because I just don't do that. Because the running, I can't really run right now, but I feel like I can get to that. And I also feel like with the running, if I got to walk, I can walk. I don't got an ego. Do
okay,
you know what
you're
I mean?
Fine with that. Okay.
I'm okay. So it'll be good. Like for me, like I'm someone when it comes to stuff like this, like you set your own goals. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, but when was the last time you swam? Because I'm scared for the swim.
I'm not scared for the swim. I mean,
but I know you can swim, but like, you know, remember when you like get into a pool after you haven't swam for a long time and you're
like,
it's harder. Holy shit.
The last time I probably swam was in the fall.
Okay. I would maybe, start jumping in the pool a couple times.
And normally, I know, I just joined a new gym that has a pool.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah. And normally when I swim, like I always do at least like 50 laps and I think like
5-0?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I think a quarter mile swim is less than that. I think it's like 25 laps or something like that.
Oh, mine was a half mile swim.
Oh, this one's a quarter. I think it's a quarter mile.
Mine was a half mile swim, a 12 mile bike, yes. And then a 5K.
That's what this is too.
Oh.
So either you're wrong about the miles or
no,
I'm wrong.
No, I know I did the half a mile swim.
Or I'm wrong about the miles. No, it's a quarter mile. Sprint triathlon's a quarter mile, 12 mile bike ride, and then the
Maybe mine 5K. Is just longer. No, it's a half mile swim. Sprint triathlons include a half mile swim, a 12.4 mile bike, and a 3.1 mile run.
I still feel like I got it.
You got it. You got it.
Got it.
I was like, a quarter.
Wait, really though?
Yes. It was just good.
I'm good.
You'll be fine.
I need to start training.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, but we joined this new gym.
Yeah.
It is so interesting.
Ooh, tell me more.
It's called Lifetime Fitness.
Oh, I love Lifetime.
Oh, you know them.
I used to be a member there.
Okay.
When I was in Des Moines and Colorado.
Are they all kind of the same?
I think they're all the same.
Enormous. They like spas like, in them. Three, like this one has like five pools.
Oh, that's huge. No,
five
that's
pools.
Big.
It has a huge lap pool. It has like a family pool. And then it has another like other lap pool. And then it has two outdoor pools too.
That's insane.
It's insane. Like it's wild. So I'm really excited about it. It also has like childcare in it. So there's a million families because you could bring your kids for 2 hours there.
So your membership includes 2 hours of babysitting?
Yeah, we like technically like we paid for them, but it's like a $6 per month for a kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So good.
Wait,
so I'm excited.
Is Steve doing it with you or are you doing it alone?
My brother.
Okay.
Wait, Steve might do it, but he hasn't signed up yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
I know. I'm really, really excited about it. It's going to be so much fun.
Wow.
I need to start training though.
Yeah.
I need to get a bike.
Yeah, my advice to you is get a road bike because my sister and I did one and I was in competition with her. Like, we were taking this very seriously.
Mm.
So I get into the water and I'm fucking hauling ass. I get out of the water, I can barely walk. I'm like, because I think she was in front of me the whole time, so I'm trying to catch up to her in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know, her ass was behind me by 5 minutes. I get out of the water and I'm like dying. I get on my bike. I have this like old bike. I was making like no money at the time. I could not afford a new bike.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using this old ass bike. I'm on the bike. I'm looking for my sister. I'm looking for, I'm hauling ass. About 3 minutes into the bike, her ass comes speeding, flying past me on this nice road bike. And she beats me by so much because she flew through the biking. So just get a good bike.
That's good to know. And also, honestly, she probably took it slower during the swimming, so then had more energy on the bike too, no?
Probably, but when it comes to a bike, like if you have like a faster road bike, like you'll just be faster.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway. Oh, I'm so excited for you. I'm jelly.
Competitive sisters. That's so funny.
Yeah. Well, actually, I just started personal training again. I had my first session back with a personal trainer.
Makes a huge difference, right?
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So I personal training when I was in LA. And then when I moved to New York, I was like, okay, I just have to cut back. Like, New York is just more expensive. Like, I need to cut back. And I was like, I'll do it on my own. And I have been doing it on my own, but I just, like, I'm not going up. And I'm just not pushing myself as much as I should. Mm-hmm. And I've just been feeling like I just really want to push myself. And so I was like, you know what? Let me just see. I joined this new gym and they offer personal training. So I was like, let me just see. And I had my first training session. And it is crazy, like, how much more you push yourself when someone's watching over you, like, every rep. I'm like, oh my God, I got so much out of this workout. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm so sore.
Are you going to do it again?
Yeah. So I'm going to do it, I think, for 3 months to, like, kickstart myself, and then we'll hopefully push myself. I just don't push myself on my own.
See, for me, I can push myself on my own, but when Steve trains me or when he comes with me,
yeah,
he will make the slightest adjustments for me.
And you feel a difference?
It is tremendous. And he does push me more. Like, normally I'll do like 15 reps and he'll make me do 25, 30 reps. He's like, you're not done yet. Keep going, keep going. And I'm like, okay. But normally I would have just stopped at like 15 or 18. But it's those slight adjustments that he makes.
Yeah.
He's like, put your chest up. I'm like, oh, okay. Lean a little bit forward. And you feel it in a completely different body part. I'm like, wow.
Right?
So yeah, it does make a difference, even if you know what you're doing.
Yeah. And I listened to this podcast episode that was like 5 ways to, like, just better your life and just consistency with working out. And to be fair, like, for the last 3 months, I have been working out very well. Like, I wake up at, I either work out at 6:30 or 7 Monday through Friday.
That's amazing.
And I feel really good. But I just noticed, like, in the weight training classes I was going to twice a week, I'm just, like, feeling like those weight training classes feel kind of chaotic. Mm. It's like, all right, station 2, station 3. Blah, blah. I was just kind of like, ugh. So I don't know. I'm switching it up. I really wish I could be, like, a gym girl and push myself and do it on my own. Maybe one day. But, like, I tried and I just failed.
How many days a week are you going to do the training?
2. So I'll do 2 days a week personal training, 2 days a week Pilates, and then 1 day of lifting on my own.
Yeah.
And then, like, a long walk or something.
That's great.
Yeah. So we're back, baby.
All right. That's exciting. Both of us. Do you feel like when you're training like this that you have to change your diet as well?
No, I mean, my main focus right now is just, like, I just want to eat out less. Like, and I have been in the last few months, but, like, I just want to focus on cooking at home more, regardless of anything else. I just want to cook at home more, which I have been doing. I made the best buffalo chicken wrap the other day. It's, like, my new favorite recipe. It's so fucking good. Like,
send it.
It's just kind of, like, threw it together.
I don't know what buffalo. I've never used buffalo seasoning. Buffalo dressing?
Buffalo
sauce?
The amount of buffalo sauce I go through.
That is not something
insane.
I own. No, yeah.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
That is shocking. I love buffalo sauce.
Is there a specific Frank's. One that we should? Frank's. Like, and Frank's hot sauce?
Frank's hot sauce. Frank's buffalo sauce.
Interesting.
It's my favorite one.
Okay. What do you put it on?
Everything.
Really?
Everything.
Do you use it as hot sauce?
Sometimes I'll put on my eggs, but I'm more of a Cholula girl at the moment for eggs. But, like, I'll dip my carrots in it. I use it on everything. Like, I love it. I fucking love buffalo sauce.
Okay, maybe I should get that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have that in our kitchen.
I make buffalo chicken salads, buffalo chicken wraps, like, buffalo everything. I made a buffalo baked potato the other day.
Okay, so you can just put on everything.
Everything. It's perfect. A very versatile condiment. Okay, but my obsessed for this week, I'm starting to get
It's not buffalo sauce?
Well, that's every week. But I'm starting to get, like, concerned about my parents.
Why?
You know when, like, your parents are doing, like, weird shit? Like, they're getting older and you're, like, kind of see their age.
Mm.
So I was on the phone to my mom and dad last night. And I'm talking to my parents. I'm like, oh, what'd you guys do today? They're like, oh, we went for a long walk. We had to, like, walk to the post office so your dad could return his Kelly Clarkson pills. And I'm like.
His what?
His Kelly Clarkson pills.
Oh, wait, are these weight loss pills?
And I'm like, what do you mean is Kelly Clarkson pills? And my mom's like, I can see you're looking off camera at my dad. He's embarrassed. My mom's like, well, your dad saw an ad on Facebook for these weight loss pills that supposedly Kelly Clarkson used to lose all of her weight.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad was like, boom, 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 credit card in. $200 later, he has all these vitamins. All they are apple cider vinegar gummies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're gummies.
He spent and he signed up for the subscription. So he's calling. He's on the phone trying to cancel the subscription. He's mailing the pills back, all this stuff. And, like, it just makes me sad because he believed that Kelly Clarkson lost weight on all these pills.
Okay, well, he should talk to my mother him and her are the same.
I'm like, Dad, and he bought them through Facebook? I'm like, Dad, what?
Okay. My mom was talking to me about the Kelly Clarkson gummies that she used to lose all of her weight. She's like, you haven't seen them? I'm like, no. She was like, what do you mean every other Instagram post is that? Like, they are, I think our parents are getting served hard.
Does Kelly Clarkson know she's the face of these ads?
I think she does, which is kind of confusing to me, though, because I really trust Kelly Clarkson.
I really think Kelly Clarkson's a great person.
Me too. And I don't think that she would want to be misleading our elderly parents.
No, they're targeting old parents
they
on
are.
Facebook.
No, but okay, I also play this game called Sudoku sometimes. It's like the one, like, do you have any phone games like Sudoku or Solitaire?
I have no phone games.
Okay, this is
phone
the one games. Thing I have sometimes that I'll do. And I got served one of the gummy vitamins, and I was like, this is what my mom is talking about. That's why I know. But you know what? Now I'm like, is this an AI image of her?
Like, does Kelly know that she is the face of this campaign?
I think I'm gonna ask Jason right now.
Ask Jason right now. Jason is Kelly Clarkson's number one fan.
No,
Kelly Clarkson literally knows him as her number one. Didn't she come up to him once and was like, anything from my number one fan?
No, literally. This is not an exaggeration.
No.
Like, our friend Jason, I've known him for like over a decade now. He is the number one fangirl, like in general, but Kelly Clarkson's actual number one fan.
Yeah.
Does Kelly Clarkson
know she's the face of this gummy campaign?
She's the face of the gummy vitamin law. Wait. Are they using her image illegally? No, I think she talks about it a lot. I think that's what she says. You've lost her weight.
What? Really?
Yes.
It just seems like a scam all around.
So did he take any of the vitamins?
Well, yeah, I think he had to keep one, and then he had canceled a subscription and, like, couldn't return the ones he didn't open.
Why did he cancel it so quickly?
Because it's so expensive, and my sister was looking at the ingredients, and she's like, these are literally, like, apple cider vinegar gummies, and then they had, like, I think magnesium or something in there, and then, like, a bunch of other shit, like things that are not good for you.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
She was like, what are you – do not do this. Like, this isn't going to make you lose weight. Like, what? And so, anyway, he returned them and canceled his subscription. But I was like, it just kind of hit me. I was like, my parents are like being targeted, elderly mm-hmm. people.
No, like, it is actually like really sad and scary, like the world that we live in, how elderly people, our parents are really not elderly, but are scammed more and people taken advantage of.
But they're getting up there and they just like move slower now. Like I'm trying to like, I'm like, like I just have been noticing like they're getting old. And the Kelly Clarkson gummies were like, straw on the camel's back for me to realize, like, my parents are getting old, you know?
I have a story about my mom now. Okay, so my mom's crazy. My mom is amazing in so many ways. Like, we came back from Miami. She watched our kids, took amazing care of them. Not only that, she organized, like, four or five closets in my house. She did every single piece of laundry in the entire house. Like, there was not one dirty sock left in the house. Like, she also cooked, like, four meals for us to have ready for us. Like, she's the most helpful person ever.
Your mom does more in a day than
yes.
I do in a
her
year.
Her productivity is insane. Like, it should be studied. It should
be
studied.
And she doesn't even eat, so where does she
get
energy?
I don't know. Or sleep. So I'm so confused. Anyways. So we had a nanny start. She's this, like, nice Greek woman. I was able to find a Greek woman. So she speaks Greek to the kids. She's older. She's, like, 68 years old.
Okay.
So it's kind of like having another grandmother around. So she helps with, like, laundry and stuff, too, like, when the kids are sleeping. Anyways, I guess she did some, like, laundry and folded the socks, and I didn't have a chance to bring it up. My mom comes out. She's like, this is how she folds the socks? Like, my mom did not approve of the way she folded socks. Like, it looked too sloppy for her. And she was like, Christina, how can you allow this? And I'm like, Mom, are you serious right now? Like, I'm trying to get ready to go to work. Like, I'm not worrying about, like, how socks are folded right now. She's like, you want socks like this in your drawer? And was making such a big deal about it. So in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, my mom was like so crazy. So then the other day, my mom was there and Nicholas had a sweater on. And there was like some lint on his sweater, like, which fine, there was lint on it. Like I saw it, I wanted to clean it, but I was like, whatever, we're in a rush, I'm not worried about it. My mom comes out with the lint shaver that I use for my couch and is cleaning Nicholas's sweater to make sure there's not a little bit of lint on it. And the nanny was there and she goes, oh, yeah, y'all's a perfectionist, huh? And the way she said it had me dying in my head because it was like an outside perspective seeing what was going on in my household, calling my mother out. Do you know what I mean? Like what we do pretty much that she can't see or she thinks like we're calling her crazy. But this outside person was like observing it all. And it was just so funny.
Oh, my God. I mean, truly, though, your mother, I don't think is of this earth. She is next level. Like, wow. Truly.
Truly, truly. I have a quick question for you. First of all, Jason said, oh, that's death legal.
Illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him he should tell her that.
You need to tell her.
You need to tell her that she is being used as the face of this campaign.
Okay, I know you don't watch Vanderpump, right? But you know the whole scandal thing that happened.
Yes,
of course. This is something I cannot stop thinking about. So Sheena is one of the lead characters. She's been on the show since the beginning. It literally started with her. She defriended Tom Sandoval when this whole thing happened, but is now starting to let him back in. And my whole thing is, and it's very, very confusing, right? Because Ariana is like her best friend that she says. So this is her boyfriend who cheated on her, best friend of 10 years. But apparently, like, she was friends with him too. So she is like mourning the loss of her friend and like still wants to like, in a way, be able to be friends with him, but is absolutely disrespecting her other friend by doing so. And I just want to know, in this situation, how would you feel? If your mutual friend, if your friend who was mutually friend with you and your ex, you guys split, he cheated on you, and still wanted to remain friends with him.
I would be like, then I don't think we should be friends.
Right.
Like, that friendship would be dead.
It would be dead.
That you would be dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you would think that being friends with a man who treated me and disrespected me, you want to be friends with someone like that, then I don't want to be friends with you.
Right. So part of me can't tell, because Sheena has been accused of doing this in the past with other people. But part of me doesn't know if she is doing this to keep the show alive. Because I think it's like an interesting dynamic, because they're all part of this cast and they want to keep the show going. And she's the only one who could really fill that role as like the middleman peacemaker of the group. Do you know what I mean?
That could be true.
So, but at that point, do you choose the show or do you choose your friendship? Do you know what I mean? I kind of feel like she's
but
in
I
that
guess,
situation.
Is the show her livelihood?
It
her
is.
Everything? Like, your life is the show.
Right.
So, I mean, I get that. But also, I do think there are some girls out there who want male attention so badly. Oh, yeah. And they genuinely do care about male validation more than their female friendships.
I think so,
And I do think there are people out there that would prioritize a male's approval over their female friend.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fucked up.
So fucked up.
Have you seen men? What would you do if your friend did that?
No, are you kidding me? She'd be fucking dead to me.
Okay, good.
Like,
okay.
Why, that's so fucking weird. Like, why do you need to be? But this situation, I do think, is different.
Because it's a show.
Because it's a show, and I think there was like a, yes. I think, honestly, if it weren't for the show.
Yeah.
Because everything else, like, I try to tell myself, like, oh, well, her husband was friends with him. No, like, why would I want my husband to be friends with someone who does that and treats his, like, girlfriend like that of 10 years? You know what I mean? And me, too.
Did you see the episode he was on Nick Viall's podcast?
Of course.
I could not even watch it. Is that how he acts?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, clearly, yeah.
I was like, this man is a walking ick. I was like, this is disgusting. I was like, who would want to be friends with this guy anyway?
Right.
Like, he's crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
But then she did say in the episode, too, that, like, during COVID, like, the show stopped airing and she was like really at a loss for money. And she like woke up one day, it's like thousands of dollars in her PayPal account from him. Like, he has done things in the past and like through the decade of watching him on air that shows him being like a really good friend to a lot of people.
Okay.
So I think, not that I need to like defend him. I don't think he needs to be defended, but you know, just so you know, a full story.
It's not, yeah, it's not always black and white.
It's not always
not
black,
black
and white.
Okay.
Anyways, I keep thinking about it because I'm like, is this shit just happening because of the show? Or would she really choose him over her? You know?
We'll never know.
We'll never know. In the spirit of self-care, today's sponsor, OneSkin, is here to help you simplify your skincare regimen. Founded by four PhDs dedicated to skin longevity, OneSkin proves you do not need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their topical supplements make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without all the extra steps. I'm 35, almost 36, which is wild. I obviously don't want to look like I'm aging, at least not drastically. Something I have been really paying attention to is diminishing my resting fine lines. I'm such an animated talker, so no matter what, my face is going to move and I will have expression lines and wrinkles. But since using OneSkin, I have seen a huge difference in my resting wrinkles, especially on my forehead and crow's feet. I also just feel like my skin looks bright and naturally plump. So what is OneSkin's secret?
OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent cells, which are those notorious zombie cells that contribute to skin aging. Fewer zombie cells means healthier, younger-looking skin with fewer lines and wrinkles, reduced age spots, and a stronger natural barrier, something that's especially important this time of year. OneSkin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code TCC at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code TCC. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin.
Okay, well, I'm really excited to talk about today's episode.
I'm too.
You know, we're fashion girlies. Mm-hmm. We're fashion girls. And I think we're starting to get like a sprinkling of spring weather here in New York. It is getting a little bit more bearable. And I just cannot wait to start dressing for spring.
I'm so excited too.
Oh, I'm sick of the puffer. I'm sick of the mittens. I'm sick of the I'm over it. I want to be wearing cute little skirts and like leather jackets and knee-high boots and not be freezing.
I want to be wearing dresses and sandals and go to the beach.
Oh yeah,
like I'm already ready for summer.
You're ready honestly. For summer. I'm just like taking spring.
No, I'm so excited about it. I'm honestly so excited to wear exactly what you said. You're right. Like just like a light jacket.
Like and walking outside and not like and enjoying it.
Yes.
And not like running as fast as you can to wherever you're
trying to get back inside.
Literally, I'm like, oh, the first spring day in New York. It is like the magic. It feels magical.
I can imagine.
It's like, oh.
It's definitely going to be like that in my neighborhood. Every single person's going to be out and about.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Actually, that kind of happened the other day.
Oh, because it was really nice.
It was nice the other day for a second. Took everyone out. It was so fun. Okay, so what are you most excited for? I think we should run through the spring trends.
Yep.
And then we could, like, talk about what we're most excited about.
Okay. Kick us off.
Okay, well, first of all, obviously, like, spring brings lighter colors, but I feel like there's three common colors that I've been seeing everywhere, and that's white, pastel blues, and maroon, which I think is really interesting.
I know. I was kind of shocked by the maroon.
I know.
But I like it.
Me too.
Because it was very cherry red, mm-hmm. a lot of red for fall and winter, and now maroon is like...
Like maroon and even like a dark brown. I feel like I like that.
Yeah, me
like
too.
You just posted that lace set. I feel like that's like a perfect version of doing it in spring.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wait, that's so... Yeah, I did. That mm-hmm. brown lace set. Oh, I can't wait to wear that on vacation.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay, another one is collars. So think like sporty polos, tops, dresses. I feel like I like rugby.
Preppy. Kind of
that, yes, the preppy vibe. I think... Yes, it's also going to be very big for spring. Like, I love, honestly, even that polo dress, that rugby dress I wore in, like, the fall, I would 100% wear that without tights.
Definitely.
And knee-high boots in the spring.
Yeah.
So cute.
And I love it, like, as an East Coast preppy girl at heart, like, I just love a collar. I'm literally even wearing a sweater with a collar right now.
You really are.
Yeah.
You love a collar.
I love a collar.
Oh, it's so preppy.
It is.
I love it.
Okay, what are your thoughts on capris?
Okay, so this one, honestly, is controversial.
It is.
And I feel like this is one of the more micro trends that we're seeing that's coming back. Very, like, a bunch of TikToks are like, Gen Z has discovered capris.
Yeah.
Is coming back. And you know what? At first, I was, like, a hater. But I do think that some of the ways people are styling them, I'm like, okay, that's actually cute. So I want to do, like, a styling video and try and, like, style capris mm-hmm. in a cute way. But I'm here for them. You will see me in capris. I'm here for them. But then, honestly, watch, I'm going to see myself from a certain angle and I'll be like, what the fuck was I thinking?
I honestly think that it really just depends on the outfit.
It really does.
And the fit in general. Like, honestly, because I think sometimes the outfit and styling could be so cute.
Yeah.
But, like, there are just certain things that, like, flatter your body type better than others. And I have not worn capris in so long. I have to, like, play around.
I would never wear them with sneakers. For me
no,
personally.
No, you have to be with a heel.
I would do a heel.
100%.
To make them, like...
Yes.
To feel more flirty and sexy.
Yeah.
There is this one outfit I have saved of Carrie Bradshaw.
I'm thinking of Carrie Bradshaw right now, too.
Yeah, she was wearing these, like, heeled kind of, like, I guess I wouldn't call them clogs, but they're clog-esque, like, heels
mm-hmm.
or platform heels with these capris and then this, like, vest top.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute. We love a Carrie outfit.
Always, always. Okay, something that I'm loving is dressy shorts.
Mm.
Because I feel like a lot of times we often think of, like, shorts as, like, denim or casual beach. Like, no, like, elevate that.
Yeah.
Have fun with them. And I just love summer suiting. And I feel like a gorgeous vest with like a slightly longer short can be so sexy and fun.
So cute. Would you do a blazer with it too? Full on suiting?
Maybe. I don't know. But I kind of like the vest and the shorts by themselves.
So cute.
Yeah.
I also have been loving, like, with the shorts, I feel like boxer kind of style shorts are definitely coming back. Like, this one brand that keeps popping up on my TikTok is like sequin boxers. I know it sounds crazy. And I actually got a pair of lace boxers from Anthropologie at the end of last fall. And I haven't gotten a chance to wear them yet because it's been so cold. But I'm like, okay, how am I going to style these, like,
but you're styling them shorts underneath? Or are you styling them like as the main piece?
No, as
you're
like
not
the
talking
shorts.
About like bloomers. You're talking about like boxers.
Not bloomers. Okay, like boxers. So like a baggier kind of like not linen, but like a cotton. Yeah. You know how those like cotton long pants were very in last year, like that, but they're shorts. Mm-hmm. And I think with like a tall boot, like a cowboy boot, and then like a blazer or something.
Almost like you're styling as you would a mini skirt.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it would be really cute. So I'm here for the dressy short trend. I think it's very cute. You mentioned summer suiting, but also lace sheer skirts. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I just got one from Free People.
Actually. I just got one from Free People, too.
Wait, I wonder if we got the same one.
Is it beige?
Yes.
That's so funny.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, I think that's so cute.
So cute. Would you do, so if it's fully sheer, what would you wear? Would you just do like an underwear underneath it, or would you do a slip under it? How are you going to style it?
I guess it depends on like how I'm styling it on top, but like, I probably would do like a cheekier underwear underneath it.
And just rock it.
And just rock it, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, honestly, I think it's so cute. It's like a cover up too. Like, I also got like a lace top to go with it with like a little bikini. Like, it's so fun.
So cute.
So yeah. I think you can play around with that.
I got that skirt from Free People, and I'm going to style it with moto boots and then, like, a brown leather jacket. And I think it's just – I love doing, like, a lace and a leather. I think it's just, like, the two juxtaposition themselves. So cute.
Okay, I love that you would do that because I wouldn't do that. Like, I would definitely make it, like, a little bit more flirty and, like, feminine, and you go, like, a little bit harder with it.
We need to do a video of, like, we each style the skirt and how we would style it.
Definitely.
Because you would go totally different.
I would go totally different.
I love it.
But I love that.
Always make trends your own.
Ray and I always say we're like, I think we dress like downtown, uptown.
Yes. Even right now.
Yeah.
I am wearing a 1970s fur coat and you're in like a collared sweater.
And my coat is more uptown too.
Yeah. You have your like trench, Gucci trench. Very uptown, downtown today.
Okay. Something that I love is graphic tees, like having a moment again.
See, when I first was seeing this, I was kind of like, ooh, I don't know how I feel about it.
No, I like it because I like the way it's styled. It's just like unexpected and fun. And I kind of just, I think what I like it is it just feels like a very big departure from Clean Girl.
Very true.
Yes. So I kind of like that.
How are you going to style it?
I don't know. Like, I think for me, like, I would probably just keep it like super cash. Yeah. Like, I would probably do it with like the pair of dressier trouser shorts.
That would be cute.
Something like that with like a little heel.
That would be cute.
How would you do it? You used to love graphic tees.
I think it's because I wore them so much. I'm still kind of like,
yeah.
I'm like, you know, when you wear something so much, you're just kind of like sick of it. I guess I would have to like play around with it. But in my head, I am kind of thinking like, actually, with like
that lace skirt.
The lace skirt would be cute. Even I would maybe do like a moto boot. But you know what? It would also be cute with the lace skirt, like a collared like rugby top would be cute too. But yeah, I think I would do the graphic tee like with something more feminine to make it the play on like the very like boxy graphic tee with a more feminine piece.
For sure.
I think would be cute. Okay, another one we're going to be seeing is oversized stripe button down shirts. Okay. And also doing it with more like chunky jewelry, or maybe I've been seeing all over Pinterest like striped oversized shirts and girls wearing like really big, like nerdy glasses. Just very oversized jewelry, oversized glasses with this like crisp kind of like preppy shirt.
Yes, totally. Like you're kind of making it a little bit more funky.
Yes, funky is the perfect word to describe it.
Something else too that I'm kind of loving are statement pants. Like cool pants. Like think statement jeans with studs or like rhinestones on them.
The ones from Reformation?
No, I'm not even thinking about that. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, but I didn't know they were from Reformation. Like cheetah print pants, I feel like are really big, or even like different styles. Like what are your thoughts on the balloon jeans?
I actually think they're kind of cool. I think they look, it depends on how you style them. I'm not a huge fan of the cropped balloon jeans, but I think the longer ones I do like, but the cropped ones aren't for me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that they look so cute on so many people.
Yeah.
I think they look really cute. I think it honestly just depends. Yeah.
Yeah, I just probably want to wear them.
Yeah. But I feel like again, a lot of things feel like a departure from clean girl aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Just like exactly what I said. Mm-hmm. You wear something so much, you see something so much, you get sick of it. So then it's like,
opposite
way. Are you ready to break out your trench coat again?
I love trenches. I like have been wearing my trenches like continuously.
I love a trench, but here it gets too cold. You can't really wear them because they're too thin.
Yeah.
The perfect weather day is when you can just like throw on your light trench mm-hmm. and you're not freezing.
Totally. Agreed. Oh. 100%.
Oh. And you can wear your trench with anything.
Also, like I've been seeing so many crop trenches that I love too. I actually just got a cute one that I ordered in from Abercrombie. So stay tuned because I was like, oh, this is like a really cute style.
Abercrombie is just killing it.
I know. They really are.
I just really love all their stuff.
They are smart. They are doing a great job.
They really are killing it.
And they literally have like a sale every weekend.
No, I swear to God, they have a sale every week. I'm like, interesting. Mm-hmm. Don't ever buy anything full price there because
never.
2 days later, it will be
100%.
On sale. It will be on sale. All right. So the accessories we're going to be seeing, the first one is my personal favorite, mm-hmm. statement belts. Oh, I love a statement belt.
A statement belt, the way it can transform an outfit is unlike anything.
Completely change it.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw a girl wearing like kind of baggier jeans with a big statement belt and then just like a simple off the shoulder top. And I was like, okay, if that outfit didn't have the belt, I would maybe think like boring. But because I had the belt, I was like, oh, that's so cool.
So cool.
I
love cool and simple outfits like that.
Yes.
Like sometimes like you don't have to be doing all the things.
No. Like one piece that kind of makes you stop and be like, oh. Mm-hmm. And I do think like the accessories are, do not underestimate accessories.
No.
They really can change an outfit.
For sure.
Really. And I'm like, you could even do like a belt over that lace skirt we got or something.
Yes, definitely.
It would be so cute.
So cute.
I love a chain belt too for spring.
Me too.
And summer.
Yeah, because it just like feels a little bit lighter.
It feels lighter, sexier, mm-hmm. adds a little something.
Honestly, like my favorite place to get belts like that is Amazon. You would be surprised what good stuff you can find on Amazon.
You influenced me on that one belt I got from Amazon.
Oh, that gold one?
Gold, like round one.
Yeah.
And it's good for like vacation.
Exactly.
It's just easy.
Because like I do think a lot of these things, like you don't need to spend a ton of money on it. I'm sorry. Like I love good statement belts, but like buying a $400 belt is ridiculous. Like that is not something that everyone can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there are other options.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I think like Amazon is like the other extreme where things are a lot more affordable. But I think if you want to like play around with things, like it's a great place to start. Okay, obviously bows have been such a staple, but they are here to stay. And I kind of love them for spring and summer.
Yeah, I feel like they're not going to go anywhere. Bows are going to be still in full swing for spring.
Like I just think you can just take like such a simple like little denim dress with boots and put like a little bow in your hair and it like just feels like so cute and flirty.
And automatically just cooler. Okay, rosettes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be seeing rosettes. I think a lot on shoes too.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little rosette applique on a little heel. Oh, so cute.
Definitely.
Maybe accent on like as a necklace, on a denim skirt, something like that. I think those are still going to be pretty big.
And this is like, again, another example of like, if you want to start small and you don't know what to do, like I have the cutest rosette clip from Free People. I just wear it all the time. Honestly, like I just love it.
Yeah.
It's like so simple, but it adds just like the cutest little detail. And that is something you don't have to spend a lot of money on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you are wearing part of the trend without like having to commit and buying a pair of shoes that you don't know if you're going to wear.
Exactly.
You can start small like that.
Exactly.
Another one is like overstyling with a lot of accessories. Like think Mob Wives, but for spring and summer. I love it.
So just like layering on more and more.
Yeah.
How do you feel about mixing metals?
I love mixing metals.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I love it.
Yeah.
More in like the spring and summer, actually. I don't know why. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because my skin tone's better. I don't know. I love mixing metals.
Yeah. I do still think that there will be more silver that you'll see versus gold.
Yeah. Again, clean girl aesthetic. We're just like,
yeah.
Fuck you guys. Okay. Colored lens glasses. I'm a huge fan of this. I think we're going to be seeing like lots of colored glasses,
mm-hmm.
chunky frames, maybe blues, yellows, oranges. Colored glasses.
I just ordered the cutest ones that are like chunky with like a pinkish rose frame.
Ooh, cute.
I know. I'm excited about that.
So cute. Oh, I can't wait to see how you style them.
I know, me too. And then some of the shoes that you'll see everywhere, colorful sneakers, which you have been saying, but just continue.
Yeah, and like if you bought some like pink Sambas last year, fucking wear them again. Like yes. Cool girls rewear their shoes, okay? Mm-hmm. Cool girls rewear their clothes. We're not just like throwing things out because we like are like, eh. No. Colorful sneakers, if you got them last year, wear them again.
And if you don't know where to shop for those, start looking on Poshmark.
Yeah.
Honestly, because a lot of people might be selling theirs from like last year and you can like swag a pair.
This is one that I really do try. I tried to style this last year and I'm still just like, it's still hard for me. But if I have a baggy jean, I can get away with it. Ballet flats.
Yeah. No, I actually like them with like a baggier pant. My issue is that like maybe it's just like one or two pairs I have. I feel like they're not comfortable.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, okay, I think like, oh, a ballet flat, I'll be comfortable. Those things fucking hurt. No support.
They cut into your ankle, into your like
heel.
Your heel, yeah.
I just feel like ballet flats are not comfortable.
Agreed.
They're not. Name one comfortable pair. I can't.
I would just always gravitate to a sneaker over a ballet flat, personally.
Exactly. Interesting.
Another one, though, is pointed toe heels, and these I kind of love.
I love a pointed toe heel, but the thing is, I've been realizing I need to find a pair that has an ankle strap.
Oh, necessary.
Because I tried some. We went to a dinner recently, and I wore them. They were like mules, and I was like, Christine, I can't fucking walk. No. I can't walk. Like, I have to have something strapped to my foot.
And you know what's so funny is I keep seeing so many I love without an ankle strap. And I'm like, ugh. And I want to go buy it. I'm like, no, I will not end up wearing these. They will not be comfortable. My foot will be flopping around.
And even if it's a low heel, I feel like the floppiness of it, it just makes it not practical. It really doesn't.
Agreed. I feel like shoes is the one thing that you really need to like choose practicality.
Yes. Because you're not going to wear them if you don't like them.
No. Or you'll wear them and they will ruin your night.
Yeah. Or
not
your
cool.
day.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, I can't go here. I don't want to fucking walk. Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on mesh shoes?
They're growing on me. They're growing on me. I was hesitant at first, but you know what? I always see them as ballet flat.
Yeah,
which
they are.
Which is also a double whammy for me. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's something I would buy.
Yeah.
But I think they could be cute. But I just think it's too far for me to like, I don't know, like my toes, like my size 11 toes in a mesh ballet flat. Not for me, I don't think.
Yeah. I have a pair of white ones that were sent to me actually. So I'm excited to like kind of play around with them.
Are they the Dear Francis or something ones?
No, they are from, I think they're from Sam Edelman.
Okay, you have to show me how you style them because maybe I'll convince you because I do think it could be pretty.
Yeah.
But then I just get freaked out of like seeing my silhouette of my toes.
Yeah, I have to, like I said, I have to play around with that.
And report
back. It's been too cold to like even attempt or think about it, you know?
Yeah. Okay, this one, I think you actually wrote this one and I'm thinking we're thinking the same thing, which is thong sandals. Like, you mean like flip-flops?
Yeah, but I mean like heels, like dressier thong sandals.
Oh, dressier thong sandals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think they're sexy.
I think they're so sexy. But it's funny because your toes are flipping around in those.
But they're out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's something about like a mesh. Seeing my toe through mesh feels different than seeing my toe in a sandal.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Couldn't tell you. It feels different.
I understand.
It just does.
I hope that gives you guys like a good little foundation.
Yeah, for some spring trends to try. Oh, it just always feels good to be like rejuvenated with new weather and like re-inspired for what you're going to wear.
If you had to go right now and choose like five stores that you would start to look at for spring trends or to do some shopping, what would they be?
Abercrombie.
Mm-hmm.
I love Abercrombie. Why am I blanking on where I shop? I don't know why. Where do I shop? What are yours?
Abercrombie would definitely be like one of the first ones. Reformation would probably be one of them. I probably would look at Shopop and then be upset that I couldn't find anything in my size. But I would look at Shopop. I would look at, maybe I would look at Mango. Where else? I think those would be like the first four I'd go to. Revolve.
Yeah, honestly, as much as I hate to admit it, Revolve would be one where I would look. I just filter by extra large.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to see anything else.
Same.
Don't even show me.
Mm-hmm.
Reformation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Abercrombie. That's crazy.
Anthropology.
Anthropology has some really good stuff, and they have a lot in plus size.
Mm-hmm.
I've been loving the brand Favorite Daughter.
I love Favorite Daughter.
We love that brand. Mm-hmm. I've also been finding some more, like, in small brands on TikTok and stuff that I think are so cool. Like,
I feel like you get fed really good fashion content on TikTok.
I do. Like, I just found this brand, and I actually got it. Well, not just. It was for Fashion Week in September. It's this, like, small this girl, she does everything herself. It's like called By Fonesca.
Mm-hmm.
She has the most gorgeous like basic tees and tops, but like they have, I can't even describe it. It's like a white tee with like a kind of applique on the front. It's just so cool. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I'm trying to buy things from like smaller brands. Places.
Yeah.
The Line by K is another brand I like. I haven't honestly been shopping as much anymore.
Really?
Not really.
Actually, neither have I.
Like, I haven't really been like...
I haven't shopped at all.
I know. I think it's what we're in between seasons.
Yeah.
And we're like, the next thing I'm going to be shopping for, I think... I always shop, honestly, kind of around trips. Because I love doing content of like what to wear and where to travel to. So I've been, the next thing I'll really be shopping for is my trip to Mexico. And, oh, also festival season. Where would I shop? Oh, that's a whole other episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. We'll have to get back to you guys on where we shop, but I think we did a pretty good roundup.
I think we did.
Yeah. All right.
All right, you guys. Well, happy getting into spring.
Happy spring.
Bye.